It is absolutely reasonable for Belarus to be axed crazy. Warnings for non-consensuality and violence. Brother had hidden her from the Mongols. Litva had no eyes for women. Belarus had never learned the part of a conquered nation, and she choked and coughed and hammered on his hips with her fists, until Germany shoved her away to retch on the floor. He stepped on her hair. "I expected you to be better at this. Is it possible that Russia has not fucked you yet?" "He is family," Belarus said. "We are not Germans." He kicked her in the side, slamming into her broken rib with Teutonic precision. "He's not your brother," Germany said. "You are not a person, Weissesland. You are," another kick, "a pathetic," another, "vassal state of the Third Reich. Do not expect your idiotic, make-believe family to do anything for you." "So, is it true that Prussia has betrayed you?" This time, when he kicked her, he didn't stop until there was another muffled snap, and she screamed. "There are so few female nations," Germany said. "I believe I will keep you around, if only for variety." Belarus spat bile and blood onto his boot. Germany's face did not change. "You will lick that off," he said, "and polishing my boots will be your new job, every morning. Begin, Weissesland. There is no one coming for you." At least 5,295 Belarusian settlements were destroyed by the Nazis, and some or all of their inhabitants killed. In the Vitebsk region, 243 villages were burned down twice, 83 villages three times, and 22 villages were burned down four or more times. In the Minsk region, 92 villages were burned down twice, 40 villages three times, 9 villages four times, 6 villages, 5 or more times. Altogether, 2,230,000 people were killed in Belarus during the 3 years of German occupation, about a quarter of the country's population. Thanks for listening. If you've enjoyed this story, please leave feedback for the author. You can do that at a link to the text through this story's post. Reader's note. I had a couple of qualms about putting this into a podfic, for the obvious reasons, but I thought the story was very well done, and it wasn't a fact I'd ever heard before, or anything I'd ever heard before. In all my history classes, nobody ever talked about Belarus in World War II, or any of that. And while it was a little difficult, actually, to read aloud, because of course that's always a slightly different medium, and to me at least, since I'm a very auditory person, more impactful, I hope that others can experience the story and have that be okay and maybe learn something from it. I know I myself had a very interesting conversation with my mother about countries and PTSD in relevance to Belarus and her portrayal in Italia, which was quite interesting, particularly in light of having read this story. So, much thanks to the author for allowing me to record it and for writing it in the first place, and hopefully you enjoy the story.